The Untold Truth About Enoch and Methuselah. God can show His great power in surprising ways through ordinary people like us. The Bible tells about men and women who answered God's love with loyalty and devotion. Because of that, amazing displays of His power worked through them. Enoch and Methuselah are two Bible characters that have always made Christians curious. As old as Methuselah. You've probably heard this saying before. It comes from the Bible, and it means someone or something is very old. The book of Genesis says Methuselah lived 969 years. There's also a tree called the Methuselah tree, which is 4,772 years old. We have to go back to the book of Genesis. This was not his plan at all. Finally, it got so bad that God saw every thought of man's heart was evil all the time. Think of those words, every, only, continually. It couldn't be described in stronger language. And remember, these were people made in God's image. Can you imagine how God felt? He said, "That's it. That is enough." Yet even then, God was patient. He gave warnings before sending judgment. And in His mercy, He found one man, Enoch, the first prophet who ever spoke God's message. Methuselah's father, Enoch, was that prophet. The Bible book of Jude records something he said. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them. "See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of His holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts they have committed in their ungodliness, and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against Him." The message was simple. God was coming to judge, and He would act against all ungodliness. When Enoch was 65 years old, he had a son. God told him to name the boy, "When he dies, it will happen." What a name! Can you imagine a teacher asking, "What's your name, young man?" And the boy replies, "When he dies, it will happen." Or the teacher says, "Did you finish your homework? When he dies, it will happen." Of course, his name wasn't in English. In the Semitic language, the name was Methuselah. Enoch knew that when his son died, God's judgment would fall. And because God is patient, Methuselah lived longer than anyone else ever recorded. Isn't that amazing? After 969 years, Methuselah died. And the very year he died, the rain began to fall and the great flood came. His grandson Noah was alive at that time. When you compare the years of the patriarchs, you see the flood started in the same year Methuselah died. Some people think Methuselah drowned in the flood. That is not true. His father, Enoch, had raised him to know God. Enoch walked with God and pleased God so much that God took him away without death. Noah, Methuselah's grandson, obeyed God and spent years building a huge ark. You know the story. Noah had heard the message preached by Enoch. That judgment was coming. He also understood Methuselah's name, which warned that the end would come when Methuselah died. Unlike others, Enoch didn't just live, have kids, and die. His life was different. His story is short, but powerful. His walk with God was so pure that it became his testimony. This was the first recorded rapture. God simply took Enoch away. Maybe their fellowship was so deep that God brought him into His presence. The book of Hebrews says, "By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Hebrews 11,